How's your calf?
It's good. It's good. Got through the treatment today, did a couple things, so it's feeling better than yesterday, which is good.
Tom was saying he thought that was initially dehydration. Is that what you...
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of that and a little bit of, you know, just things that happen out here. Just a little, you know, mixed with dehydration, a little tweak running around, routes and stuff like that. It's just kind of one of those things that happen through the course of practice.
Because it seemed like you were stepping up more and more each practice. And I mean, a lot of us were thinking maybe this weekend you'll be out there playing.
Yeah, and that was part of it. Obviously, they were upping my reps up this week in practice and seeing that I was feeling good and doing good. And it was, you know, unfortunate that it happened, but it's a good thing it's minor and I can get through it.
Are you going to practice today?
I don't know yet. That's up to the training staff. I have a conversation with them literally as soon as I leave here, so we'll see.
Victor, calf strain can last for weeks and weeks depending on the severity. Did they give you any kind of timetable?
No, they didn't give me a timetable, but I know how it feels for me right now than it did when it first happened, and it feels light years better than it did then. So hopefully, I doubt coach will let me play this weekend, but we'll see.
When did it happen?
It happened 2 days ago. I kind of felt it early on during practice, but I kind of kept going, and then I felt it again towards the end of practice, and then that's when I let the trainers know.
For you, just kind of, obviously it's not the knee, and it's something different, but do you kind of almost prefer being a little more cautious just because of what you've been doing in the past couple of years?
Sure, and we are. We are being cautious, and we are being, you know, taking our time and making sure we're not doing anything, you know, anything out of the ordinary, so... the training staff is being extremely diligent, and myself with being, you know, taking our time and making sure we get this right.
Do you think you can play today, this week? Or?
I don't know. I mean, if I had to leave it up to, I mean, if you leave it up to me, I want to play every day. But it's obviously up to the training staff, so we'll see what they say.
Victor, you had to know at some point it wasn't going to be all straight shots. There had to be some little setback along the way, something that you kind of equipped yourself with mentally.
Of course. I mean, I knew that it was, you know, the journey's long and hard, man, and it wasn't going to be, you know, easy the rest of the way. I knew there would be something that would come up, whether it be out here on the field or with my body. But I'm, you know, excited that it's not something that's major and something that I can get over and something that's not not going to be a huge hindrance.
Did the same leg?
No, opposite. Opposite leg. Yeah.
Victor, Rashad just said that he had complete confidence in the offensive line so far. Were you relatively healthy in getting back and everybody else basically back? What do you think about the offense this year, and what do you see yourself doing?
I see us taking that next step. Obviously, second year in this offense, it's a pivotal year for us to kind of take that next step and make sure we're doing all the good things that our coaches expect us to do out there on the field. And I think, you know, we have a ton of talent on this team. On both sides of the ball, as well as special teams. But offensively, we can get ourselves together, get everybody out there at the same time, getting ready to play, I think we'll be a huge force come this season.
Is there any kind of importance to getting everybody out there at the same time to play during the preseason? Because that's something that hasn't happened.
Of course. I mean, you want to go out there in real-time action and get some good, solid work in with everyone healthy and everyone ready to go. But sometimes that's not always the case. And sometimes I think these practices are pivotal in terms of getting everybody healthy, getting everybody out here, understanding what we do in practice, because it's such a you know, a tedious game with all these little nuances that you have to learn and know, especially with our offense. That's the biggest thing for me, is that we're focused in practice, and then I feel like the game stuff will come.
With you and Ruben and Odell yesterday out, I mean, did that give a chance to those other guys to show what they can do?
Of course. I mean, as a team, you always want to see what you have. You always want to see what, you know, your full-scale team is, where the talent level is. It was a good opportunity for those younger guys and some of those guys to get a lot of reps, really see what they can do. And they performed. They made some plays out here yesterday.
Is Dwayne Harris more than a special teams player?
I think so. I think he's a guy that can contribute anywhere on the football field. I know he does a ton of gunner stuff. He makes tackles. He does a ton of things, so... He's a good guy to have on our team. I'm just happy he's not wearing that star on his helmet anymore, so we're good.
Victor, just to alleviate some of the panic that's been hitting Twitter for the last 24 hours, what do you tell the fans in terms of the calf thing? Is it something they need to worry about? Is it related to the knee at all? What do you tell those folks out there who are kind of pulling their hair out?
It's not related to the knee at all. Everything will be fine. Just a small hiccup in the road, and it's just a matter of me getting back. I should be back, if not by this weekend. Definitely for next week, for sure. Come out here and practice and feel good again. So we'll see how it goes.
What's your impression of James Jones and what he's got left and what you see out here in practice?
He's definitely got a lot left in the tank, man. I think he's a guy, I call him OG, because he's been in the league about 9 years now. And and he, you know, he knows it. He knows this offense. He's been in it for years. He's played in it. But he still has a ton of talent left, and you can see that out there. He's making some plays. He's showing flashes of his old self and stuff like that. So I'm excited to have him on the team. He's taught me a lot of stuff in the short time he's been here as well.
Call him what again? What'd you say?
OG.
For?
Original gangster.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Come on, Ken.
Come on. I'm not, you know, old here.
It's okay.
When you bring guys like, when the team brings a guy like that in, it's one Super Bowl. You have some players here that won Super Bowls. But when you bring more guys in that have that experience, like him and Shane Green, does that add a little something? Is there a little something beyond the talent that's on the field that brings?
Yeah, I think it brings a mindset. I think you understand that these guys have been to that pinnacle. They've been to the top of the top. And, you know, you can see guys on the team picking their brains, kind of seeing what, you know, what was that team like? What did they do? You know, you're kind of just asking them questions. And that's what you want. You want to have guys like that that have been to that big show and been, you know, deep into the playoffs and into the Super Bowl. So you can ask them and pick their brains and see what those teams were like and see if we can emulate that on our team as well. Just his temperament. I think, you know, he keeps a cool head no matter what's happening. If he drops a pass, if he messes up on a route, it doesn't matter. He keeps going forward and makes up for it on the next play and keeps making plays after that. So just his temperament. You know, when you've been around the league a long time, you understand how it goes. And you understand that, you know, you're going to have your opportunities rather than being a younger guy and you kind of being, you know, kind of geeked up and amped up to make the next play. But he kind of has this resolve about him and he understands the game.
How good of a receiver is Vereen out of the backfield for as a guy that catches passes?
Really? He's really good, man. I think he has really, really soft hands and can catch the ball well out of the backfield. And, you know, we've even mixed around with him, putting him out, splitting him out a little bit and seeing what he can do. But, you know, we've known that from just watching him in New England over the years, the things that he can do with his hands and catching the football and making plays.